Kelly. Today, Monday, May the 11th at 5:30 PM. This meeting is available to the public on local channel 15 and will also be live streamed on YouTube. Ms. Lammerhart, would you please call the roll?
You're on mute, man.
I'm sorry. Mr. Philhour?
Here.
Ms. McLean? Okay, she's here. I don't hear her.
Here.
Ms. Agel? Mr. Stevens?
Here.
Ms. Webb?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Let the record show that all board members are present. Our objective tonight is our line by line item review. You can see, I hope you have your document there in front of you. If not, you can see it on the screen. If I get to moving too fast, just somebody holler and tell me to slow down. If you have questions about the area, just jump right in and fire away with your questions. We're on page, we're on section 141, expenditure details, and on the screen, and I'm starting on page 12. On this page, in this account is the regular instructional program. You'll see that as you look at this, we're looking at on pages 12 and 13 and pages 14, pages 15 and through to page 16, you can see that we're looking at various personnel assignments, and you can read in your budget from the 2018-19 audit report, the 2019-20 original budget, the final budget of 2019-20, and the proposed budget for 2020-2021. And the percent of increase or the change from the 2019-2020 final budget. Are there any questions on pages 12 through 17? I would add that also included in those assignments or in those expenditures, we also have included Social Security, state retirement, life insurance, medical insurance, and dental insurance. And you can see the increases or decreases of each of those line items. Okay, hearing no questions, we're going to move on to page 18. And on page 18, 19, and 20, you're looking at instructional materials proposed for each of our schools, electronic textbooks, textbooks that are bound, software supplies, other supplies and materials, furniture and fixtures. And on page 20, rigor instruction equipment. Are there any questions from the board on any of those items?
On textbooks, there is a significant decrease both in the online textbooks and the bound books. Is that just due to the different books that we're adopting this year, that they're less expensive than the other ones?
Yes, the companies that we are using this year are offering a bundled price for, in some cases, for bound and paper products, and that is a reduced price, especially at the secondary levels.
Good.
Other questions? I want to back up and just state for the record, I overlooked when I was talking or referring to the benefits. I left out a couple, employer Medicare, retirement, which is the hybrid stabilize, and vision and other fringe benefits. Those will be appearing throughout, or do appear throughout, the budget. So if you have questions about those, please ask. Okay, we'll move next to page 21. And the item is alternative instruction program. Any questions on page 21? We'll continue with that item on page 22. Again, you'll see all the benefits listed there, plus travel, instructional supplies, staff development, and special education equipment. Any questions from the board on that page? Moving on then. To page 23 is our special education program. And that includes page 23, 24, 25, and 26. Are there any questions on those pages under special education program? Moving on then to page 27 is career technical education program. And that would follow on page 27, 28, and 29. Any questions?
So we're not getting an additional NJROTC teacher this year or next year?
Not at this time. We've been making a lot of contacts there. Bruce, do you have any input on that one?
No, basically, like I said, I sent another email to the person who's involved in that decision, and we got the same message we've gotten in the past. Basically, we're waiting to see what happens, but for us to get to be upgraded to a full NJROTC program, another program has to be reduced to the current level that we are. In other words, we would take the person from them. There is no new programs being funded, no new positions. So we are at the mercy of another position, program being downgraded where they lose an instructor. We are very high on the list if that happens.
I know the chief does a miraculous job being there by himself and what he's able to accomplish, but do we feel comfortable with the number of students that he will have next year, that the efficiency of that program will be able to continue at the level that it is, and or we don't want to burn him out?
I would say with the numbers of students we have enrolled for this coming school year, it would be very difficult to maintain the quality that we have provided in the past. Now, we've got a unique individual. He'll do a good job, but we really need to get him help. And that's why we sent the other email last week to let them know just how high the enrollment is. I mean, and they know this. When you compare us to other programs, if there's a program that is truly earned that other position, our program is earned that quality program. But we're still at their mercy, but it's also still early. It could happen. We didn't get overwhelming encouragement in the email we received back, but it's still early in the process too.
And I would just add that, you know, we do have a unique individual in chief, and he said, you know, it would be even harder to do what he's doing if it wasn't for all of the great parent support that he has in his program. So he's helping us on so many different levels.
Just a thought, I guess, out of the box. Can you, or do we have the potential to find some assistance that is not direct from the military?
I had asked him if there was any retired officers out there or naval personnel or Marines that may want to assist him. And he said, you know, he could ask. So he's been asking individuals. He's not found that person who's willing to volunteer, and I don't think he's got a non-military person volunteer either, but he is open-minded to that if we had the right person.
Okay, great. Any other questions there? Am I going too fast?
No.
I'm trying to adjust myself from what I've been doing since 10 o'clock this morning. So if I get this crazy here, just please bear with me. Okay, we're on page 30, and we're looking at health services, and we're on page 30, 31. And we're going to just stop right there on those two. See if any questions are there on pages 30 and 31. Okay, on to page 32. We're looking at other student support. And that takes us to page 33. And on into page 34. Any questions there? Okay. Hearing none there, we'll go to page 35, regular instructional support. Included in page 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 40. We'll pause there for a moment. Okay, hearing no questions, we'll look at page 41, which is special education support. Page 41. Page 42. Any questions there? Moving to page 43, career and technical program support. And also page 44. Questions? Moving on then to page 45, technology services. Included also on page 46. Any questions?
Yeah, there was a big change. If you look at item 350, internet connectivity on 46.
Why such a big change? Did we change providers or did they raise their rates?
I believe that Doug had expressed that this was a decrease in E-rate funding for our internet connectivity.
Okay.
Moving on then to page 48, communications. And also on page 49. I would point out for those who are watching that think we're moving too fast, you can go to our website and this budget is there and spend as much time as you would like reviewing the budget. Page 50 is the Board of Education. Also included on page 51.
Okay, on page 50, the dues and memberships, there was a $4,000 decrease. What got dropped in terms of the dues and memberships?
You want me to take that one? I can explain that one. Or Dr. Borchardt, you want to do it? Or
no, go ahead, Keith.
I think I can. Pat, correct me if I give the wrong explanation here. I think this is where, as a member of TSBA, we are also a member, because of that, of National School Board Association, correct?
Yes, I believe that is correct.
And there, it was ridiculous for us to be paying a separate fee to have a membership in NSBA when, as a member of TSBA, we already had that membership. So that's that difference right there. We didn't pay both.
Okay, that good. That makes sense. So thank you.
Yeah. Okay. On page 52, Director of Schools. Also on page 53. Questions? Moving then to page 54, Office of the Principal. On page 54, 55, 56, 57, and 58. questions? Moving on to page 59, fiscal services. Also to page 60.
Okay.
And 61. On page 62, human resources and personnel. Page 63 as well. Questions on those pages?
Thank you so much.
Page 64, operation of plant. Page 65 as well. Page 66. And page 67.
It's worth taking just a moment to brag on page 66, lines 434 and 415 and 434. The decrease in our electric and natural gas costs that are probably attributable to the work that ESG has done, that effort is paying back, and it's really good to see those numbers.
And I might mention, Dr. Borchers and I had, and I may have spoke to this already, but I will again, discussions with the city manager and the mayor on our next phase of ESG. And certainly, Ms. Agle, pushing the point that you just made, what we're seeing on the savings because of what we've done and how those savings can increase by the next phase. So would encourage board members, as you cross path with city council members, please encourage them to move forward with the next step. It can be paid for by what we're doing and can bring additional benefits other than just the savings. Okay, page 68, maintenance of plant. Also on page 69 and page 70. Questions? Moving to page 71, it's transportation. Also on page 72. And on page 73. Any questions?
I got one quick comment in regards to the cost of fuel and how that is decreased. Should we anticipate some degree of savings on fuel costs?
Alan, Pat, would you like to respond to that?
We projected based on what the fuel cost was in March. What we will do is when we realign and look at our budget once we get through November, December, we'll look at that and readjust if the trends are showing that it's continuing to stay lower.
Do we have any big tanks we can fill up with fuel while the cost is so low?
I thought Ben was going to suggest it.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going.
So has the having schools closed because of COVID, I would expect that that would decrease our transportation costs and our utilities.
It will, if you don't have those savings that are rolling into fund balance to reconcile and balance the FY21 budget.
Okay.
But yes, you will see substantial savings.
Pat, I was going to ask this at the end, but I'll go ahead and ask it now. Obviously, as we complete our budget and approve it, and it moves on to the city and goes through that process, I would anticipate, as we've talked about in two areas here, some potential savings or some possible increases that we're not aware of.
That's correct. And we are trying to ensure that we have enough flexibility. We can do that each month, look at it, see where we are, what unanticipated expenditures might come up. And then also, like you said, if we have savings to apply those to those extra needs.
Looking into your crystal ball that you have there in your office, would you anticipate the possibility that after the city completes their budget work, that we might have to come back and take a look at our budget again? Not necessarily, I'm not suggesting that the city's going to cut us in any way, but suggesting that because of these changes, our budget might potentially change dramatically.
Yes, it could. And we have planned for the potential of some changes with our contingency, and we will use that or not use it based upon how the COVID-19 impacts the district.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, page 74, pre-K general fund. On to page 75 as well. And on page 76, questions there? Alan, I would suppose, since we have no idea, projections obviously, but we have no idea what's really going to happen internally when the preschool opens as far as costs are concerned. We've done our best to predict that, but we're not going to have a really good idea probably until a year or two in, right?
That's fairly accurate. However, we track the cost of utilities during that first month when the vendors were in there doing the final work and final finishes on the project. So we got a good idea of what heating and cooling costs may run, and we're kind of speculating from those numbers.
I had a question. Will we be able to mothball the old preschool in order to cut down on the heating cost?
We've actually already adjusted the thermostats for an unoccupied mode. When I talk about unoccupied, it's basically not turning the heating and cooling completely off, because that can ruin a building, but setting the comfort levels at such a wide margin that it only protects the building from damage, but does not put it in a position where we're heating and cooling for the fact people would be in there. And those rooms are all individually heated and cooled, so we're able to do that a little more effectively in that location.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, moving on to page 77, regular capital outlay. Questions? Page 78, education principal on debt. Questions? Page 79, education interest on debt. And on page 80, transfers out. Any questions? Dr. Borchers, comments from you to this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think first of all, and I think the board has done this themselves, just want to thank Pat and her team just going through this document tonight. It has just continued to evolve, and Pat and her team continue to do some great work getting this material put together for us. So I just want to thank her for that. And then I know we'll talk about next steps, but we've got first reading on Wednesday, and then at our regular scheduled board meeting next Monday, we'll have second reading.
And I would echo that as well and add to it from the starting point where Dr. Borchers, you had around your conference table staff, administrative staff, and that group continued to grow, and the principals started coming in, and everybody started putting their input in. It'd be interesting sometime to take all of that input and go ahead and just plan a budget with what everybody wanted to kind of see what it would really cost us if everybody got what they wanted. So it's a lot of give and take right here to come up with this document, and I appreciate those people who gave that input. That's what continues to help keep us strong, is to have that input. And then again, Pat and your staff for the job that they do. We're very fortunate to have you and your staff providing us with this document. It makes our job as a board much easier, and we greatly appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
I would mention, as the superintendent mentioned, Wednesday we have first reading and a public hearing. And if anyone wishes to comment at the public hearing, they have till tomorrow at 5 o'clock, I believe, to submit questions to me. And you can find my email address on the school's website. Please include your name and your Oak Ridge address, and we will attend to those when we receive them. Board members, any other comments or questions? I would also mention, we'll talk more about this at our regular meeting, but would just like to give a great shout out to the Oak Ridge High School staff for all that they've been doing. It's really, really nice. And you all have put in multiple hours to give these graduating seniors the opportunity to have a graduation. Which now I'm hearing that some school districts are not even going to have a graduation. They're just going to have the students come by and pick up their diplomas. Probably as this graduating class looks back in a few years, they'll find that the things that they had obviously are a lot different. There were a lot of things that they didn't get to do, but they're surprisingly the things that have been adopted by the community and people that have stepped forward, there are a lot of things that they'll probably have that other graduation classes won't have. So again, to the high school, appreciate everything that y'all are doing. Board members, thank you all for taking your time to come and assist with the graduation opportunities.
Our pleasure. So,
yes. Questions? Other comments? Well, I'm just going to keep us 45 minutes because that's what I said. Not really. If there are no other questions, thank each other, board members. Thank you for being here. Other staff members, thank you. Appreciate you taking your time tonight to be here with us. And we'll see you on Wednesday. And we are adjourned. Lynn, thank you.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.